Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Sunday, August 15th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Around 1 million people are living with HIV in the Russian Federation. Women account for 33% of new cases, causing a sharp rise in mother-to-child transmission. That's burdening an already taxed orphan population. Buckner Orphan Care International's Amy Norton says the government's asking them to help. She says Christians will be doing the work.
We would like to have Christian, churches and other ministry partners helping in the financial needs that they have. Evangelism, as well as our teams going in and ministering to these children, is a wonderful thing, because for many of these children, they're not going to live to adulthood.
Norton says there are lots of children who need homes.
When a child is born from an HIV-positive mother, in almost all cases, the mother relinquishes her rights to that child. Right now, we actually have a number of children who are available for adoption who were born from HIV-positive mothers, but who are not HIV-positive.
You could give hope to one of these hopeless children. And Cambodian youth were on the receiving end of training from Teen Missions International. 49 leaders and team members joined together for the first boot camp evangelism training in that East Asian nation. Teen Missions' Steve Peterson says this training's important.
The youth are the future of any country, and these young people from the churches and from the orphanages here in Cambodia, as they catch a vision for the Lord and grow in their walk with the Lord and catch a burden for sharing Christ, they know the language, they know the culture. They are the most powerful missionaries for reaching Cambodia and the rest of Southeast Asia.
$250 can sponsor a young person who could potentially reach thousands with the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter featuring stories on Iraqi outreach and ministry to the Olympics, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.